Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
There's the beat I was looking for from my guest, Antoine Staley. He was surprised that I knew this song. Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, KM to AM, the Mets are one out away from defeating the Philadelphia Phillies. Spike Eskin was somewhere in the building today talking cash. Like, when I saw the video, Spike, I'm like, how did we get here? How did we get here where Spike Eskin, former program manager here at WFAN, is wearing Philadelphia Phillies gear, red, in the building, and that's it. That's done. Ryan Stanek fired up. Mets win 7-2, and I don't know, what's the Mets win song? Back in the New York groove, is that it? I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't be in there when they win. Even when I do go in there, and like, I get up out of there when they win. It's not for me. But I'm not going to be a hater. I'm not going to be a troll because I do want people to enjoy things. I do understand how rare this is because, like, most of my existence, the Mets have been trash. So, like, I don't mind a one-off. I really don't mind a one-off. And being able to be on this mic and in this chair, I understand it's the most wonderful time. And even if it isn't the most wonderful time for Yankee fans who are, I don't know, upset with the Yankees because they lost the game in the series like every other team that's still playing, tonight's going to be a Mets night, so let's get to these Jets calls. Danny and Paramus, go for it.
Keith, thanks for taking my call. You're the man. You know, Rob Sala seemed to love threatening receipts that he couldn't cash in. So in honor of Coach Sala, I actually have a major receipt for you and me, okay? I'm going to jog your memory to late summer, and I was literally the last call right before you interviewed Oswaldo from the Yankees. And I jokingly said, don't you just have the sickest feeling that Zach Wilson and Darnold are going to get their revenge versus the Jets?
Yeah.
Now, you and I both laughed it off. Obviously, I was joking and being, sarcastic and trolling. No one in their right mind thought. But just when you thought the Jets couldn't be the same old Jets, they find a way. Because if I told you in the summer that Rodgers was going to be healthy and he was going to lose to Darnold and the Broncos, I mean, what would we be saying here?
No, nobody saw that, dude. Like I said, I had a take in the summer that if the Jets get past the Niners, they could start 5-0 with their roster. And everybody was talking about how they had a top 10 roster in the NFL.
And you know what? You know what's crazy? They look good against the Niners. Like, they showed some potential there. And I don't understand why it just went all downhill. Like,
Niners, how good do we think the Niners are now?
Yeah, great point. No, excellent point, Keith.
But anyway, you're right. And, you know who else was laughing today? Mekhi Becton posted and deleted the RIP Bozo picture of the guy at the funeral when Rob Sala got fired. Mekhi Becton's in Philadelphia playing for the Eagles, starting and doing well.
Yeah, and that just shows that it's really a top-down issue over there with the organization. I really think that it has something to do with just the lack of leadership. I know it's a cliche, but I didn't think Sal was a great coach, but I thought he was a decent enough guy and, you know, good enough leader, but evidently not. So not that I'm a Jets fan, but hopefully whoever they pull in is going to do that for them. And that's
Jeff Ulbrich. They're just elevating their defensive coordinator, who's been in the building going through the motions the same way. Thanks for the call. That's why I said to Antoine Staley, like, what happens? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel here, or are they still going to just flame out, or what? I think the whole reason you do this right now, it's urgency. It's, okay, we can't keep going through the motions. You know it. I know it. The guy wasn't a coach. He was a passenger. He was along for the ride. Mike Francesa called for his job, and they fired him. You guys hear Mike Francesa's podcast the last 2 weeks? He said it. They should fire him. They should fire this guy right now. He's not a head coach. He's a cheerleader, and he's gone. 888-808-1019. My guy Alex out in Lakewood on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
What's up, Keith?
You know, Mets win, Jets fire their coach, and I'm thankful for it because we don't have to talk about Aaron Judge and him striking out and not being a postseason performer.
I think it's a good move to fire their coach, and hopefully they get rid of the GM at the end of the year. But I wanted to talk about this kid. He always plays like once in a while. Brandon Echols. Every single game he plays, he gets a pick. He plays amazing. He should get more playing time.
Maybe he will now. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, like you got to reward the players that make big plays, have a nose for the football, and maybe you'll get some more snaps. I think now that Jeff Ulbrich is going from, I mean, he's out there. It's not like you can really increase the snaps, but I think now that Jeff Ulbrich is going from just defensive coordinator to head coach overseeing everything, there's going to be a different tone and tenor, and the alphas that are on the team should rise up, and we'll see what they're made of. We're about to find out. We'll see what these guys are made of. They have extra time, you know, back home from London, and they have an in-division rival come in, and they have this sights on winning this division. And Monday Night Football, everybody will be watching them face the Bills, and let's see how they show up or if they don't show up.
And I'm predicting this. In a year, with the end of the football season, everybody's going to start saying Bill Belichick's going to go to the Jets.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not.
It's not going to happen.
He's
no
not.
Way.
Why would he? Like, thanks for the call, Alex. He's, you know, he's wearing Taylor Swift shirts with his 24-year-old girlfriend watching the sunset. He's chilling, bro. You think he wants to come into this mess? That's what I'm saying. That's the thing about the Jets, too. People aren't willingly just like, yeah, me, pick me. Yeah, I want to come into a dysfunctional organization that's consistently bad. In Manhattan, John, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, John?
Hey, great show. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I want to give you some pushback on Rodgers. I mean, forget about what he should have done. He should have gotten rid of Saleh at the beginning of the season. Okay, you know, here we are. Obviously, he wants to hand the keys of the kingdom over to Rodgers. He's got the highest football IQ on the sidelines. You know what? Go with the guy. I say go with the guy. I understand. Two plays, though, and we're 4-1. At the end of the game, right? We'd be 4-1. We have a completely different.
Everybody keeps saying, no. I don't know how many times I heard that on the Fan. If Greg Zuerlein makes a kick, if they run the ball in, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw this interception, if he goes down and scores a touchdown on that drive, no, we got to deal with the absolutes. We got to deal with what they are.
I agree. I understand that's where we are. At the same time, had an ankle injury, is playing the best team in the league, and this is the most even league I've ever seen in my lifetime in terms of talent and between the teams. It's a very even league.
Yeah, it's a great year so far. Not good for gambling. I'm popped. But it's been entertaining.
And in an unorthodox way, I know it's unorthodox. We used to chain of command. They don't have it. They don't have a chain of command that's going to work. You know what? You give them the key to the kingdom. You're shooting for this year. Give them the whole key to the kingdom and get Saleh out of the way. And, hey, it's all on your shoulders now. That's just the way I see it, John.
That's exactly what they did. That's why no one can tell me Aaron Rodgers had no say in this. He was blindsided by this. He didn't know. Why would the owner do that? Why would the owner do that? Ryan is out on Long Island. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How's it going? It's Ryan. Big Yankee fan. But I just got to say, like, watching the Mets play right now in the playoffs, I'm not going to lie, that's the kind of baseball that us as Yankee fans, we've been waiting to see all playoffs, just the timely hitting, the occasional clutch home runs, you know, it's
It's hard to hate on it. I'm with you, Ryan. It's hard to hate on it. The style of play, from the way their manager goes about his business to the way that they string together at bats, the way that they come through in big moments. I knew they were going to rock Nola today. They've seen him so many times. It just, the stage was set. The Yankees don't come through in big moments. The Yankees don't put together good at bats. They're all swinging for the fences. They're all trying to hit 5-run home runs, which they can't do. This Mets team is connected. This Mets team is on a run. And I understand you as a Yankees fan watching these games and kind of wanting that, kind of wishing that the magic that they had existed with the team in the Bronx. I understand.
Exactly. That's baseball, and it's refreshing to see. I mean, I know it's cross town and everything, but that's the kind of baseball that
pitching and defense
needs
too
to really get to the top.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. And I mean, now we're going to do it. And I don't know what I just did here, Paulie. I just double tap the screen. I think it should still work. Whatever. I'm not taking a call yet. I'm gonna start setting the stage for the Mets fans that are gonna call from now until midnight, and then they're gonna call while C-Mac is on. Thanks for the help. The brand of baseball that these Mets are playing now, not in the beginning of the year, I tip my cap, and I've been doing this for months. And anyone that has listened to my show understands I'm a Yankee fan. I bleed pinstripes. There were definitely times in my life I hated the Mets. There are definitely times where I look at the Mets and I'm disgusted by their color scheme and some of the gimmicks and things that they have, whatever. But I can give credit where credit is due as a baseball fan and also as a New Yorker. So as a baseball fan, watching their owner come in with all this money thinking he could buy a championship, and the fans saying, yeah, he's the new George Steinbrenner, move over, Yankees, and that failing, ha, 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 that is funny. You troll that. You make fun of that. But then seeing their owner learn in a couple years, trade at the deadline, dead weight, get some young guys in the system, go out and get David Stearns as the president of baseball operations, who comes in and says, yeah, I've put together a postseason roster, and them two being in lockstep, hiring Carlos Mendoza, Steady Mendy, and believing the whole time that, yes, we could be a playoff team, despite what people say, right? New Yorkers like, they better learn the market they're in. They're not fooling anybody. What are these guys talking about? They signed a bunch of bums. Listen, the Make It Happen Mets from 2022, that DNA is still a part of this team's DNA. That fight, that never say die, that nine lives. And then when you put guys in, like I've been saying this for months, that Sean Manaea was the biggest signing of this offseason. Also with Tyrone Taylor, who they laughed at. Tyrone Taylor, who's this guy? Cast off from the Brewers, who's starting in center field for you, right? Manaea goes out there, your ace. And this is where I'm coming off of Ryan's call, talking about the hitting and how they play. It isn't just the hitting. It isn't just Pete Alonso showing up back home in the moment, hitting the first home run to get everybody going. Jesse Winker being the villain that he is, pimping the hell out of that home run, lighting that place on fire. And then when they get late in the game, we are putting you away. Here's two, here's two, here's another one. You're done, you're done, you're done. As Sean Manaea goes out there, who has become their ace, and he goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, striking out 6. And it's like, that's what you expect from your ace on the mound in your ballpark. And nobody was looking at this guy like an ace. He could have signed anywhere. It wasn't like he was highly touted. It wasn't like everybody was, the Yankees could have signed him. So when you couple that with like, okay, we're only going to use Phil Maton and Ryan Stanek. We have the bullpen ready to go tomorrow, where these guys are looking at it as, we don't have to go back to Philadelphia. This Mets team is on a magical ride. I can't hate on it because I love baseball. I love the game. I've seen this before. We all have. We've seen wild card teams get hot. And like, talk about hot right now. Talk about playing the right kind of baseball, playing free, not being tight. I mean, good grief, the Yankees. Talk about how tight the Yankees are. Swinging at first pitch, popping out, grounding out, making errors, throwing errors. The guys that you're depending on the mound, not being able to give you length, giving up runs, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, man, I understand there are Yankee fans right now. They are sick of this. They're Yankee fans. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Yankee fans are not liking this at all with the Mets. I don't have to like it, but I can respect it. 888-808-1019. Ross in Bergen County. Ross is on the Fan every day. How you feeling after the win?
Oh, my God, Keith. Dude, I feel like I'm in the Matrix, dude. First of all, it's winning. And I go on Twitter, I see Frank fist bumping Mr. Men. I said, dude, I feel like I'm in the Matrix, I swear to God. This is just, you know what? And then this is where, like, the half of the, you know, the cautious, optimistic fan in me kicks in and tells me to, you know, take a step back. You were bringing up before, you know, and Sal is a whole other story with, you know, the Jet fans going crazy over the Patriot win. And I know this is a lot different, but, man, you know, when I see stuff like tonight, I can't help but, you know, a little, you know, I feel like that little, the little kid fan in me, man, sometimes. You know, you're talking about, there is no funner team in the league right now than the Mets, you know, the entire season. But specifically now, we're living the storyline that the Phillies got to live at 2 years ago, that Arizona got to live at this year. I know you remember Philly fans trying to debunk Atlanta's theory about the bye being like a curse or like a disadvantage. They're going through it right now. And I know there's two more games to still be played, but man, oh man, if they're, I can't remember it. In 2015, I was what, 8, 9 years old? So, I mean, this is, you know, right off the bat, the first home playoff game at Citi in like 10 years. But, dude, they lived up to the hype. I mean, Winker with the pinch job, it is an absolute scene in Citi Field right now, dude, and it's absurd.
Enjoy, man. Thanks for the call. I like to let people enjoy things because if it was me, I'd be like, yo, chill. Chill with all that haterism. Don't knock us. Let us have something. We deserve nice things, too. You know, Ross just told you the age he was in 2015. Like, when I was a kid, I watched the Yankees win the World Series multiple times. I was in college, got to experience that. If I never experienced it again, at least I did. Stay down till you come up. Who told you that? When Mets fans were calling my show quitting on the team, I'm like, chill. It's a long season. We take this day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. You don't know. There's something about these guys, whether it's a gimmicky playoff pumpkin, Grimace jumping on the 7 line, oh my God signs, it does not matter. The team is backing all of that up. The manager is Steady Mendy, overseeing the operation. The president of baseball operations didn't sit by as a passenger. As we talked about Rob Saleh being a passenger, David Stearns didn't sit by as a passenger. If you're not playing well enough, you're gone. Sending guys packing, making moves at the deadline, shoring up the team for the postseason run, and here you are.
And I want to make it clear to Met fans, how awesome this run has been, something I didn't expect. I think realistic Met fans never expected this.
Which makes it 10 times better.
Yes, minus the positive Tommy who thought this was going to happen the entire year. Forgetting that for a second, right? Forgetting that for a second. Manaea pitched incredible tonight. Props to Manaea, another Stearns buy preseason. Jesse Winker, incredible trade deadline addition. Get him up there. Phil Maton,
Maton, whatever. We know who you're talking
team,
about.
This team, the memes are good, but this doesn't have anything to do with that. This team is damn good. And Mets fans, accept this and understand what I'm saying. They are 9 wins away from a championship. This is in grasp. Within grasp. They are 9 wins away. And yes, 9 wins is a whole lot to get. But embrace that for a second because we don't know when we will be back here next. I don't know when we're going to be 9 wins away next.
Think about the last 9 wins the Mets had to get here. The heroics. The never say die. The defensive plays, the home runs.
The Lindor injury, the back, everything. Everything they had to battle, they are now 9.
The travel, yeah.
9 wins away.
888-808-1019. Chris is in Manhattan. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. That was an exhilarating win. Oh, man, I am so excited. Keith, you've been saying this about the Mets from the beginning. You've been really measured in saying it's a long season, and I want to thank you for keeping Mets fans a little bit grounded.
Yeah, because I'm not a Mets fan, so I see it
differently. I know. Two things. David Stearns, I know you said it. I remember this guy was getting lambasted because they said, why didn't he sign Jordan Montgomery? Oh, we always get sloppy seconds. We're going to get Sean Manaea. Well, that's why David Stearns is in that position, and we're just calling up radio stations. This is the thing. When you bring in somebody who knows what he's doing, this is what you got. You got an organization you can build around. Now, listen, Keith, the other thing I wanted to say, the last couple games, I have never seen a streak like this with two strike two out hits. It's amazing what the Mets have done. That shows a real sense
of... It's a mentality. It's a connectivity. That's a team saying, yo...
And focus.
Yeah, lock in. We're not done. We can literally take their hearts. And that's what they did to Philadelphia again.
And, you know, Sonny Marte came up. I just said, he might get a single here. Like, and listen, I'm just enjoying all of it, man. Baseball in October, nothing better, man. Thank you for being on, man. Letting the Met fans just come in and celebrate with you.
I got you. We got a break. 888-808-1019. The phones are going off. I have been the nighttime host this whole run. I have taken these calls, and I don't have to be a fan of the team to understand how special it is, how you feel. I mean, I did this for the Rangers run. I don't root for them. I did this for the Knicks run. I don't root for them. That Sean Manaea's first career postseason win, and the New York Mets have the chance to take the division series from the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
When this is better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, let's do it. The Mets win 7-2. The Mets win. They're one win away from advancing to the National League Championship. That's a real sentence. 888-808-1019. The Make It Happen Mets. The OMG Mets. The Grimmets. This Grimace stuff is everywhere. McDonald's is posting it. MLB is posting it. The 7-line trains have Grimace on them. On the outside and physically actually on the inside, a big-ass Grimace mascot with a Mets City Edition hat on. Whether you don't like the gimmicks of the, oh my God, and the pumpkin and everything else, it's working. You know why it's working? Because those guys in the clubhouse believe in each other. They're playing with house money. It's all gravy, baby. These guys have nothing to worry about, nothing to lose. Everything from this point on, and I'm sure they want to win, but everything from this point on is really unexpected. Everything they do from here on out, every Mets fan is going to accept it. Every Mets fan is happy to be in the second week of October pulling up to Citi Field for a postseason game. Mets fans, call me up, 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, stand down. I get it if you want to turn the radio off, or if you're actually a Yankee fan that understands it's the most wonderful time. Tis the postseason. It's not just about Yankee fans. And this Mets team, they rally. They fight. They have a more complete lineup, it seems, than the Yankees. They have more reliable starters. Even some guys out of the bullpen. It's just they have a manager that gets it done. They have a president of baseball operations. I know this has to be a dream for Mets fans, definitely in this Steve Cohen era. I'm not hating on it at all. It's got nothing to do with me. I'll let you guys take it away. Darian is in, or Billy is in Darian, Connecticut. I was about to say Darian is in Billy, Connecticut. Billy, you're on the Fan.
Keith, you told me on LinkedIn to believe. You called it. said the Mets have the magic. You said it. Those were the words you said, right?
Yeah, I've been quietly telling Mets fans for a while now. Like, I mean, it's obvious.
I love it. I love it. But I think that, you know, and you just kind of hit on it, maybe stole a little bit of my magic here. But if you look back at the beginning of the season, we don't even want to look back at how bad that was. But one thing I just think it stands out to me anyway, we're playing with a team that had no all-stars, man. We're playing with a team that...
Pete Alonso.
Alonso home run derby.
And probably blocked two all-stars. Nimmo and Lindor should have been there.
Exactly. But that just goes to show you that, you know, again, I don't want to overstate it. We haven't won anything yet. I don't want to get all crazy. And I don't want to compare us to the Yankees. I just want to enjoy this moment for now, like you mentioned earlier. But also, you know, can we just tip the hat? I know you alluded to it a little earlier, but Mendy managing this team full of, you know, I mean, did anybody want Winker? Did anybody want these guys? You know,
Sean Manaea.
Tyrone Taylor. The Yankees could have had all these guys. The this and that could have had all these guys. But we got these guys, right? But the most important thing is we got them all to play together. You said it earlier. Baseball is a team game, man. And it's like, if you don't have it, if you don't have a leader leading a team like this, and everybody, you know how this works, Keith. Everybody is contributing. Everybody, right? And that's what it takes. And the belief is one thing, but we got everybody 1 through 9 coming through, man. There's no soft spot. And I think that's what's separating us right now is because you can always look to the guy behind you if you're making out and you have faith that this guy can come through. There's no real weak links right now. And knock on wood, I just pray to God this can continue. But, you know, I'll give you credit, man. I love your show, and I love you. And I love that you love baseball. And this is like this is magical, man. I mean, let's take it for what it is. But, you know, let's respect the Phillies because they're pretty damn good. You know, they didn't win this division by, you know, sitting back and watching things happen. These guys can be dangerous. So we got to be smart about it, too. And we got to continue to do what we're doing. And this guy at the helm, if he's not manager of the year, man, I don't know. I just don't know who is.
He is. Thanks for the call, Billy. He is. You didn't have any all-stars, but, I mean, people were talking about Pat Murphy as being manager of the year. He's eliminated. Mendoza knocked him out. Who's the manager of the year? I don't know, Paulie. Look it up. Who else is in the running for manager of the year above Carlos Mendoza? At this point, I can't name.
No, it's Mendoza and Murphy. I would agree with you.
A.J. Hinch, not the whole year. Maybe the last 2 months. It's Mendoza. He's going to win it. And you know what? There's one thing in respecting your opponent, which the Yankees obviously don't do, like, you know, with some of the post-game comments and some of the stuff like that. I think the Mets respect the Phillies. But I think the Phillies are cooked, man. It is hard to stop this force that the Mets have. And they know it. And they're going backwards. They went from World Series to choking away the NLCS last year to now they're about to get eliminated most likely. I don't want to jinx anything. I'm not trying to jinx anything. But, like, the odds are not in their favor anymore. They could be going home tomorrow. And what I'll say from watching the game, which I was sitting in my house, I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to drive in because I'm like, I got to watch this and I got to be able to speak about these things. The atmosphere in Citi Field, when you have a fan base that wasn't expecting to be here, Yankee fans expect the postseason. I'll tell you, I'm spoiled. I expect this team to be in the postseason. I expected to be here. I expect to go to these games. I expect them to be in the CS. Might not happen. But there's something to be said about the Met fan getting this run and being able to get on the train, being able to drive to the ballpark, being able to do this in the second week of October, which you haven't been able to do in a while. 888-808-1019. There's not this tight, tense feeling like in Yankee Stadium where everybody's like, oh, come on, please get it done. Or, oh, you know, a ball is hit at an outfielder. It's just a collective sigh. Oh, Aaron Judge comes up for his fourth at bat and people aren't yelling and screaming and cheering him on. They're defeated already. What? Like in Citi Field, these guys are heroes already. They're being treated like they're champions already, like they've already won. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
Keith, I'm telling you, this is like, you know, the Mets, they're like, you know, they're laying low, man, and they're coming up, and I'm telling you, they're loosey-goosey, they're having fun, Meanwhile, in the Bronx, the Yankees were tight and everything else like that. They've got to loosen up, man, and be like the Mets and loosen up and enjoy. I mean, like, the Yankees are all business, and the Mets, oh, my God, they're having fun, Keith. And that's how they're winning it. And I think, look, tomorrow's my birthday, man. If they win, I'm going out. I'm celebrating, man, because, you know, it's been a long time for the Mets, man. And they're due, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Happy birthday. Happy early birthday. You should go celebrate if you can get on the train. I know when I came in here earlier today, it was Evan, it was Hoff, it was Gallo in the performance room where we did the live stream of game 161 where the Mets beat the Braves first game of that doubleheader. And I come in, I'm like, I feel bad for you guys. You can't go to the game? I'm like, this doesn't happen a lot. Like, I wish you guys could be there. And they're like, it's all right, it's all right. And they talked about it. Like, they're like, they pull this off, they win, I'm going up there. Yeah, to party with the people up there. I don't know. The bar scene isn't, you know, what it's like at Yankee Stadium up there after the games. But, I mean, go. And then, like, you have an elimination game tomorrow. Like, that's sick. You have the chance to knock off the Philadelphia Phillies, who people called the best team in baseball for about 2 months this year. Mike is in Elmont, New York on the Fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, yo, Keith. Oh, my God. Like, the amount of emotions that I've been going through these past 2 weeks are unexplainable. I'm so happy. Honestly, I didn't get a chance to even see the game. I was working, unfortunately, but I was able to keep up with the updates. I saw Pete hit a home run, but I didn't see the scene until I got out of work. So the first thing I do, go to my phone, open up the app, SNY, whatever, wherever I could see it, and I'm like, you hear Pete Alonso, and I'm like, oh, my God, the chills, the first pitch. Back in Citi Field, he hits a home run. I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening? I'm like, the emotions are coming over me, not even in real time. And it's like, I can't even describe, like, the feeling. I've been in a fog these past 2 weeks as a person. I'm like, I can't believe the Mets are still relevant as hell. It's like, Keith, this is crazy. Like, and I'm just so happy. And like you said, not that we're playing with house money. Like, I'm just happy. Like you
it's
said,
gravy,
like,
man.
It's years, it's just... dude. Like,
it's
I grew
so
up watching the Yankees in the 90s, like, win, and I was, like, so resentful. Like, I feel like I'm releasing right now. As a Mets fan, I love baseball. Is my favorite sport, and, like, I've never loved it so much, like, until, like, since
what else can
so
make
long.
You feel like this? What else
it's
can make
great.
You feel like this?
Like, let's go, Mets. Mets fans, we deserve this. Thank you, Keith, for always, you know, supporting and... Let's go, Mets. That's all I got to say, Keith. Thank you.
You got it. I haven't always been supportive. But if you listen, right? I said, when you lose, when you fail, you're open up to be trolled, to be made fun of, to be laughed at. Yankees, too. But when you win and you go on a run like this and the whole world is looking at that ballpark, like I said, I'm driving in tonight. I'm like, orange and blue skies. And I'm thinking about times I've been in Citi Field and seeing the sunset and that backdrop, I'm like, this is a real-life movie. Shout out to the Mets fans that went out to the game. I know we're getting some calls soon from them. It's a special time.
The emotion that Mike had, that's what Mets fans are thinking, because that's what we think, not as owed or deserved to us, but all the BS that we've been through the last 10 years, 20 years, whatever, right? We are now seeing it almost come to fruition in a way we didn't expect, because we're not Yankees fans. We don't expect to be in the CS every single season.
Right. You didn't trade for Juan Soto in
right.
December.
We don't. Now, listen, we went after Verlander and Scherzer. That was wrong. They moved on. That's fine. But this doesn't happen. This type of run doesn't happen to this team and to this fan base. And I think Mets fans are kind of in a state of shock that this has happened. I didn't think Pete Alonso was hitting that home run at Milwaukee. I was stunned, obviously, because the guy was 5-for-40 with one home run the last 12 games.
But what did we say? I was on that night, and I said, this is going to loosen him up. He's hit two home runs since? Come on, yo. The home run that he hit to open the game up, movie scene. I'm in my apartment. I'm like, I can't drive in. I got to see how the rest of this plays out. Jesse Winker hits that ball that Castellanos caught but then lost on the transfer. The next time Winker comes up, he hits that ball to the third deck
and stayed
and
at home
the hell out of it.
He stayed at home plate legit maybe for 14 seconds. You can count it. Phillies, and this is the part of baseball where I actually like, is that people are now okay. Teams are okay with the pimp job of home runs because they know that they've done it too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's nothing to be angry about when it comes to that.
No, not throwing at the guy.
Raw emotion. And that emotion that the Mets are feeling right now, the Mets fans might be even feeling it more than the players. Because I've always said I think fans care about winning more than the players do.
Well, of course.
And so
there are generations of fans that are in that building. These players, they didn't go through the 80s. They didn't even go through the 90s. These guys are 20-some years. We'll get to it. We got a break. 888-808-1019. If you're coming from Citi Field, call me up. Tell me about the atmosphere. There's only so much we can really gather from TV. We'll fly through these calls. I don't have any other guests. I already knew what was going down. I didn't book anyone else. I understand.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Amazing. Fantastic. Let's do it again tomorrow and more so. But, you know, obviously I got to stay in the moment. But what a privilege, what an honor for us to have that support from our fan base. We feel it. I've been saying it the whole year. And today was the perfect example.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the lack of attendance. Nobody's talking about no one showing up to Doc or Darryl's day now. No one's talking about how it's, you know, empty in Citi Field in April. Keith McPherson on the Fan checking back in with you. The Mets win 7-2. Paulie and I are talking about this next game and how do the Phillies approach it being an elimination game. I obviously think they're going to stick with Ranger Suarez, who's been good for them. But I mean, whoever's available, Zach Wheeler could be on the mound. If he doesn't pitch well, who knows, man? The Phillies, their back is up against the wall. If you're a Mets fan, you got to be loving this. We're working on getting clips right now from the post game, but let's hear from you, Andrew Middletown, coming back from the game. Andrew. All right, somebody else coming back from the game. Bob from West Orange in the car making his way home.
Keith, what an amazing night, dude. Thank you for taking my call, man. I really appreciate you, you know, giving the Mets fans their moment right now. You know, all of that stuff is behind us. You know, the worrying about the fans not showing up. The fans really showed up tonight. It was an incredible talk. It was really unbelievable. I was in Milwaukee. I was down in Philly. This team's for real, bro. Tomorrow night, it's over for the Phillies. I'm telling you.
Look at that. I like the confidence, Bob. Why not be confident? You have no reason to not peacock right now, dream of the future, feel like this team is going to get it done. They've had the upper hand. Mendoza's talking about we're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to believe. We're going to continue to have the one-day mentality. These dudes don't care, bro. These dudes are in a position where it's all gravy, baby. Sky's not falling for Mets fans now. Like I said, it was weird driving in today, thinking about there being a home playoff game in Citi Field, and I'm looking at the sky around like 6 o'clock, 20 after, and it's turning orange and blue, and I'm thinking about fans being in their ballpark, watching the sun go down, back there, you know, behind the big scoreboard where everybody hangs out. You know, it was a Jim Beam bar back there. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's great for the Mets fans to be in the second week of October watching your team come out and play a game like that against your rival where the game was over as soon as Pete Alonso hit that home run. Nola, you've seen him a bunch of times. Then when Winker hit that one all the way up there, it's just like the place was going nuts. All of the shots, the camera work. I saw Damon Amendola in the crowd. Obviously, the 7 line packed in there, not an open seat.
Real quick, Sean Manaea post game.
When you kissed the sky after you came out of the game, I saw, you know, you tipped your hat, you kissed the crowd, and then you looked up at the sky and kissed the sky. Who was that for?
That was for my aunt Mabel. Just got a message that she had passed away earlier this morning. And so the game was for her.
Unfortunate. Like, if you don't think these guys have angels watching over them, Nimmo lost his grandmother last week, didn't want to tell the team. They come through and they win it. Sean Manaea, I was reading a story from, I think, Front Office Sports about how he signed his Mets contract on the day that he lost his brother to cancer. Yeah, Sean Manaea signed a 2-year, $28 million deal with the Mets in January on the same day he learned that his older brother David passed away from cancer. He wears 59 to honor his late brother. So it's bigger than just going out there and playing baseball for the city. It's bigger than just going out there and having the Grimace power and the OMG power and the playoff pumpkin and Glizzy Izzy and the rally pimp and all these other things. These are human beings. These are grown men, professional athletes that have a bond as a family right now. They believe in each other and they go to war every night believing that they're going to come out on top. And so far, so good in this postseason. They look like the type of team that finds a way to get it done.
Ace stuff from Manaea, who, by the way, has been an ace before and has shown this before through a no-hitter, I believe, with Oakland. So this guy knows how to pitch in the big games. Another signing, as I mentioned, from David Stearns, who worked out. Severino worked out. Manaea working out. All these 1-2 year deals that I had always thought preseason, this was just so that Stearns can trade them at the deadline, because there's no way Stearns thinks this team could compete with how he compiled it preseason, and this is the result. Incredible stuff.
Sure. Jose Iglesias, Winker. It's amazing. Tyrone Taylor. As a team and a squad, obviously underrated, but they're underselling and overperforming. Like, they're kind of like understated, but they're going out there and they're getting it done every time. As a Met fan, you got to be just in love with this team. You got to be in full bloom love. 888-808-1019. 2 hours down, 3 hours to go, a 5-hour KM to AM on the Fan. BRB. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.